Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at JonesTopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
We are Emily and Katie. Turn on in and turn us up to 80. We are from the pool to farm, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all our listeners, we're the struggling sisters. La 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 la. Katie is hands down the best assistant. She's been training since adolescence. Ride with candy that never existed. That's what you get when you got a big sister. Emily is a recovering perfectionist, but we all know that when she's in an element. Katie's learning what she never learned at school, and teaching Emily how to be cool. We are Emily and Katie. Turn on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggle sisters. La 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters.
Hey ladies, you are listening to The Struggle Well Project, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. So this week we are talking about all things kitchen on the Struggling Sisters show. Last week we talked about freezer cooking with Polly Connor, and so it just made sense to go ahead and talk about the kitchen because we're focusing on the body this month and we feed our bodies in the kitchen. It might seem like a stretch, but just go with me on it, okay? If you have not downloaded your body printable that we are going to be recapping at the end of this month, it is not too late. Go to strugglewellproject.com/body and you can download that printable and be following along with what we're doing. Next week, I am going to talk to one of the dearest people. Her name is Kara Osborne, and we're going to talk about body image. So make sure you are subscribed to the show so that you do not miss that. So this episode is packed with me and Katie and I's. I did used to teach English, but it's not apparent at this time. This episode is packed with our kitchen irritations, our kitchen habits, tips and tricks, and some embarrassing stories from our childhood. I will let you know it was recorded a while ago, and so I talk about how we're moving, but we're no longer moving. And she talks about how she's going to move, and she's already moved. So just know that this is a slight blast from the very recent past. We loved having this conversation, and I think you are going to love hearing it. So let's get started. All right, Katie, I've gathered you here today to talk about kitchens.
We're gathered together.
So you had a great idea about three songs that you loved.
Three songs that you love to listen to in the kitchen when you're cooking.
Yes. And I came up with three things. None of them are songs. I did
great.
It wrong.
Thank you for doing what I've asked you to do for this episode today.
Okay, so I like the Jack Johnson Station. Makes me happy.
Oh, that works. Okay. And are you on Amazon Prime or are you on
I go back and forth.
Pandora.
I have Pandora, but I don't pay for it because I pay for Amazon Prime. And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like Pandora does a better job of doing lots of different songs. I feel like Amazon Prime, I'm kind of listening to the same songs over and over.
I agree. When I pick a station, yeah. And sometimes it'll start on the same song. Like, yeah. What?
Do you do both?
No, I haven't done Pandora in a long time. But now that you say that, I need to do what you do at all times. So I should switch back and forth.
You definitely should.
Okay. Well, one of my songs is John Mayer, In the Blood. It's on his newest album.
Okay.
And it's very anthem-y feeling.
What is it about?
It's about family and how it's messed up, how family's messed up. Does it wash out in the water or is it always in the blood? How much like my brothers do my brothers want to be? Like, it just gives me goosebumps. I love John Mayer. Okay. Every time I'm upset, Owen will just come in the kitchen and say, Alexa, put on John Mayer.
Oh, no, that's adorable.
It's adorable and so sad, too.
So John Mayer calms you down?
No, just he's in my range. It's all about listening to music that's in your range so you sound good.
I hear that. I totally hear that. I never had thought about it like that.
You could just bust it out. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just super talented. Everybody in the family loves him. Brandon likes him. He's sick. He's super sick of me listening to him, though. But, hey, yeah.
I love it. Well, I like Joni Mitchell because of our mom just made it be the way it is. And I just like her. But, again, she's out of my range. She's so high. And so then I'm like, oh, yeah. My gosh, I'm bad at singing. But I'm not bad at singing. I'm amazing at singing.
Really good at singing.
She's really good at singing. So I don't, the disparity, there's just too much difference between. So I need more singers who are not that great.
Right. So it brings you up and then it knocks you back down.
Oh, and so you recently discovered Sarah Groves, who I've been trying to make you like for years.
I know. You wanted to. So I think it was when you were in Virginia and she was in like one of the Carolinas, which we talked about. Super confusing. Mm-hmm. Who knows where she was actually at? We were just going to drive around the Carolinas to try and find her.
See about it. Listening for some good music.
For an angel. But yeah, she is so good.
She's so good.
So is she your third station?
No. I just was thinking of her. I don't know. I put James Taylor.
Okay. Oh, and these are all stations.
Well,
just anything by them.
Well, those are not necessarily stations. I love any, you know, all the greatest hits of Joni Mitchell and James Taylor make me happy. Right. What about you? What else did you have?
Yeah, we do a lot of the same. Bonnie Raitt.
Really? So, okay.
Yeah, because I remember with mom again, just like cleaning, listening to Bonnie Raitt. It's really loud. And she's, her guitar playing is so different.
Uh-huh.
With that slide, the glass slide that she
guitar,
uses.
Guitar, man. Yep.
Yeah, she's funky. And she's also in my range, so I can rock that
okay. Very
easily. The song, Thing Called Love.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Uh-huh. It's a good one. I love it.
All right. Did you do all three?
Yeah.
Okay, so last one, Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, yeah,
she's
like her.
She's amazing. Yeah.
So, I heard her in the bathroom today, just so you know.
You walked by and she was in the bathroom?
She was in the bathroom. No, I heard her song today when I was in the bathroom out in public and I thought of you, the King of Everything song. I love that song.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know that song. She's funny and she's smart. And so her songs are funny. That's rare.
Yeah, you're right. And the Brave, that I Want to See You Be Brave song, that video, that gets me every time.
It's so funny. So everyone's dancing crazy, just like silly dancing, looking
just
a
like
fool.
Regular people.
Right.
That's lovely.
Yeah. It's fun for the kids too.
Yes.
Good. All right, so that's music in the kitchen. So the point of the episode was just talk about we live in the kitchen. We do everything in the kitchen. We're hosting. We're doing family things. We're obviously cooking three meals a day, possibly.
Cleaning a lot.
Cleaning, yes, all the things. Putting groceries away. Everything happens there.
It does. So we may be moving, and by the time this is out, we may know that we are not moving or that we have moved. Who even knows? But one of the main things we need is a kitchen that's a little bit more open, because not only do I love the kitchen, but my husband is super good at cooking. Eric's amazing at cooking. And from his tradition in Louisiana, or he's older than me, it may be his generation. I don't know. Oh, that sounds so terrible. But when you invite someone over for dinner, you invite them over for like the afternoon into the evening. Like, so they don't come over when the dinner's prepared. They come over to prepare the dinner. Or to hang out with you while you do it.
Right.
And so there just needs to be a lot of room.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That sounds stressful to me. I like for everything to be done the day before.
Yeah. But, you know, he likes to put on music and all that kind of stuff. And then the whole thing is like it's just an experience. The whole thing is.
Right. Which is nice.
It only took me like 15 years to finally be like, okay, I actually do like this.
Oh, this is a thing we're doing all the time.
I don't have to hate this. Okay, great.
It does sound nice. It sounds nice. I would love to go to your house and experience that. I would not like to be the one to do that. Right. I can't like talk and produce things and then worry if people are hungry. It would be so much pressure.
But if they come over at like 3, you know what I mean? Like you just like make a whole event of it. It's not just like the eating part.
It does sound really nice. It's just not something I could do.
Well, I think if you do the prep ahead of time, then it's much more, I don't know. You can make it to where the stressful parts are done.
Yeah.
Like, if my house is clean and there's, like, candles on and music on, then I can, you know, do some of the stuff with people. And they want to help, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about a new sponsor to the show, Branch Basics. I spent some time talking to the owners and the founders of Branch Basics, and I heard their story about all of the health problems that traditional cleaning products were causing for them. The thing is that cleaning products, their ingredients don't have to be on the label. And because of that, cleaning products can account for a lot of toxic exposures that happen every year. The great news is that Branch Basics can replace all of those with something safer. Their cleaning products are plant and mineral based, they're biodegradable, and even more importantly, Branch Basics really works. They sent me their starter pack, and it's become what I use now on my windows, in my bathrooms, my kitchen counters. It's what I do my laundry with. You can use it on your hands and your face and your dishes. It's safe and it works well. And I know this is kind of seems secondary, but it's a big deal to me. The packaging's cute. So choose to clean your house safely and effectively with Branch Basics. My listeners are going to get 15% off of a starter kit by going to branchbasics.com and entering my code SWP at checkout. That's branchbasics.com, promo code SWP to get 15% off of your starter kit. Branchbasics.com, promo code SWP.
So, okay, so you had a question about how do you have your kids help in the kitchen. I thought that was a great idea. And I thought it was interesting because what you said is not what I do.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
So talk about how you have your kids help in the kitchen.
Okay, so some of the things we do, I think we've talked about this before. We eat so many eggs in this house. There's like, we're constantly hard boiling eggs and then doing what you do after you eat hard boiled eggs. That is... but I don't know. It's just super easy. So they peel eggs and that takes them forever. It takes them 1,000 years to peel eggs.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so that's good because then they're helping, but they're also not.
But don't don't they tear the eggs up?
Oh yeah. It's not great. So we'll put them on salads and then they'll come over and they can get out a cutting board and like a butter knife and like just chop them.
Okay. Do you have that thing? Did mom give you the egg slicer thing?
Yeah, but I thought that was for avocados. It didn't work very well.
It's amazing for it. I mean, I use it for eggs.
Really? You do it?
It's perfect.
I think I have it still, but I haven't used it because they're so busy chopping eggs. Yeah, I could do that because then they would love that. Then it's a new thing to play with. Stinking old kids always have to be entertained. Just kidding. So eggs, that's a good one. And then I just rinse them off because they get the peels everywhere.
Oh,
they crack
everywhere.
It. Like I can peel an egg in like 3 pieces and they 3,000 pieces of eggshell.
Yes.
But whatever. Absolutely. It's fun. Put away silverware from the dishwasher. So that's good. Keeps them busy. Something easy, organizing.
Mm-hmm.
Set the table, maybe just silverware. Sometimes just like grab everybody's water bottle and bring it to the table. Be busy. Do that. And then bag salads. So Brandon's out of town a lot and I do a lot of bag salads because then I actually eat something for dinner. And then there's like 5 different bags inside the bag. And then you put them all in a bowl and they're excited. And then they made it. So they're like, bam, I'm going to eat some salad.
Okay.
I killed it at this salad.
My kids will not eat salad.
Really?
They won't do it.
I mean, mine wouldn't either. Just this summer I started doing this and it works really well.
I love it. It's good.
Yeah. What are yours?
Well, and again, my kids are just a little bit older, but they love cutting up the fruits and vegetables.
With real knives?
Yeah.
Great.
I've started making them, like when I come home and I bring in, like my kids love bell peppers. They love cucumbers. They love carrots. But they also, for some reason, love the normal size carrots. Because I think it makes them feel like a rabbit or something. What it makes me feel like is a lunatic because there's so much, you have to do so much more work than with the baby carrots.
Oh, right. Because you have to peel them yourself.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, you want those? Cool. Sort it out. Like,
right.
So they peel it, they cut them, they put them in a Tupperware. They cut the bell peppers, they put them in a Tupperware. And they get the grapes off the vine or whatever you call it, put them in a Tupperware.
Right.
And so they just have to prepare all the fruits and vegetables they're going to eat. So then they're already ready and I'm not constantly having to wash something for them to eat something healthy.
Right. It's always there. I love that. That's so good.
Yeah. And they like it. They think
it's
fun.
What kind of cucumbers do you do?
Those little ones, like those pickling cucumber things.
Okay. So you don't have to do anything to those.
Mm-mm.
You just wash them.
And I bite the ends off and I hand them to my kids. Like
an
animal.
I do the same thing.
That's so funny.
Okay, cool. I love that. I will totally do that.
And also, again, with older kids, Lane, like, right now they are currently making lunch involving the stove and a pan.
Ooh.
So we're hoping for the best, but she does a really good job. But just having them stir stuff so you can do something else. She'll take stuff out of the oven when the timer goes off. It's pretty
great.
That's
great. I need an 8-year-old. Was she 9 now?
No, she's 10.
Whoopee.
Join my life.
I knew that when I saw her in real life. Thank goodness.
She would never have forgiven you. A meal, though, that's super simple that my kids are liking a lot, which we didn't plan to talk about this, but...
You do what you want.
I do what I want. Just croissants, roll up a hot dog in the croissant and make pigs in a blanket.
Oh, that's good. They can do that themselves.
They do it themselves. They totally do. And then they think it's fun to make different, like, insides, like roll up the croissants, but with cinnamon sugar on them or with jam inside or whatever. Then they're kind of making their own little dessert. They think that's fun.
That's really cute. I love that. Do you do it for dinner? What do you and Eric eat?
I do it whenever I think about it. Whenever I have it, we do it immediately. It never lasts long.
No.
What do we eat? Honestly, sometimes we eat that, which we probably shouldn't.
You do you. I eat hot dogs. My favorite food.
I do me, but I need some larger pants because of all the doing me I'm doing.
Okay. Please stop doing you. Don't listen to my advice. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Okay. So anything else on that, or do we want to talk about tips for hosting people in our kitchens?
Yeah, let's go to hosting because those are all my kid things.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't realize it, but this is something I do every time we're having people over.
Okay.
The things that have to get done, if not the house clean, things like that. The dishwasher has to be empty and ready to load.
Okay.
The trash cans have to be out so we don't have to take it out in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then just try and prep things early so that I can actually talk to people. And then when I'm getting stuff ready, maybe the day before or something, everybody else cleans the house. Figure it out. My husband, he'll vacuum and he likes it because then you don't have to hear anybody. And it's like one job that takes a long time. So he just knocks that out.
So good.
Then the kids pick up stuff. And then it's like, hey, your friends, all of your friends are coming over with their dirty everything. So clean up all your stuff if you want to see your friends tomorrow.
Yes. So good. You got to use the motivation they already have for something fun that's about to happen. That's good.
Right.
I like it. I mean, what I wrote down is do as much as possible the day before and make your kids help. So,
all right. Yes. Perfect.
I think also don't try out a new meal.
You've done that before.
I did it for almost a decade. I'd be like, oh, this looks amazing. And then it's either not amazing or it's too hard or it only makes 4 and you forgot to notice that.
Right.
So now you have nothing for anyone else to eat.
Oh, no. And then Eric will start all over again. Come on. Y'all, we're staying all night anyway.
I know. I was like, I'll just go to the store and... Oh.
Shrimp sounds good.
You know him so well.
Yeah.
There's also something else, though, is I just love this meal. Bring whatever you have in your fridge. The only rule is you can't go to the store, and it's super weird and fun.
I love that. I've done it, too, especially being military, and a lot of husbands have something called duty day. I don't know if regular people have this. So they have to stay 24 hours, like, on the ship or wherever they're stationed. And so even if your husband doesn't work with another friend's husband, a lot of times – they're all on duty at the same time.
Okay.
So it's just someone's in the neighborhood. Oh, it's duty day. Come bring your weird stuff. Okay. And then you just do dinner together and it feels very nice and easy and fun.
So easy. But also, yeah, instead of being boring and dumb, it's fun.
Right. And everybody has days like that at the end of the week or beginning of the week or end of the month when you just need to eat all the weird stuff. We're eating all the weird stuff right now because we're moving.
Oh,
so it's
true.
Like... we're having Eggos and fudgesicles for breakfast and then ketchup for lunch.
Oh, you guys haven't had grits? Well, we're having grits and lentils. Get over it.
Pineapple chunks and Halloween candy.
Oh, moving is weird.
It is weird. Yeah, things are about to get real weird up in here.
There are 37 million vehicles that have been recalled so far for having these deadly Takata airbags in them. The problem is there are so many vehicles that still have these airbags that are on the road. It could be your car.
the airbags are shooting shrapnel out. They're supposed to be saving your life, and they're actually killing people. The great thing is, though, that you can do some good by alerting your friends and family about this critical recall and earn rewards while doing it. Sign up at joinkarma.com/SWP. That's karma with a C, like for car. I did it for my cars. I checked all my family members' cars. It really only took a couple minutes. Sign up for the Karma Project and help get these deadly, recalled Takata airbags off the road. Get rewards for every friend and family member who gets an eligible vehicle fixed and for sharing messages about the recall on social media. Go to joinkarma.com/SWP. That's joinkarma.com/SWP. joinkarma.com/SWP. So if you are still looking for a New Year's resolution, I would say better sleep is a good place to start. It's a new year, so why don't you get you some new sheets? I've talked about Brooklinen before, but I need you to know that you can finally get 5-star hotel quality sheets easily without breaking the bank. Brooklinen works directly with their manufacturers, which allows them to pass on the savings to you. The cool thing is they mainly make sheets, but they also make towels, robes, and sleep masks. I have got my eye on their graphite robe. I don't even have a robe. What kind of life am I living? I do love my Brooklinen sheets. They are incredibly comfortable. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their products, they come with a lifetime warranty. That's pretty amazing. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code SWP. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Okay, favorite kitchen memories. Or did you do all your hosting tips?
No, I have one. So for a birthday party, this is really not really kitchen related. Well, kind of. It was to keep the kids busy during like a fun party. And it was wintertime. We covered a card table with just paper and just put out crayons and cups. And they went crazy while we got food ready.
So the cups were for...
crayons.
Oh, the crayons were in the cups. I see. I didn't know if it was like color and drink.
No, the parents did the drinking. Kids did the coloring. We had a hot chocolate. Because what do you do in the winter when you're trying not to spend $1,000 on a party?
You just did hot chocolate. So that's great.
You just drink hot chocolate and we say, then go home when you finish your hot chocolate.
Hope you enjoyed coloring on the table. Get out.
Yep, those are all my tips. Oh, no, I've got more.
But wait, there's more.
Something that we both do is drinks in those big, pretty jugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Glass. And those, I found those at Big Lots. I found smaller ones because yours is really large, but I found two small ones at like Big Lots for like cheap, like $5, $8. And then you make a really good punch in yours. So tell us about that, Emily.
It is so good. It's called, I think called... like best party punch. I don't remember what it's called, but, it is two. I usually double it. I'll make it for one though. One pineapple orange juice frozen, one pina colada mix frozen, two Sprites and,
raspberries,
and raspberries on top, but Sonic ice, that little pebbly ice. And so I take all that, I double that and put it in a punch bowl.
Is so good. Everyone's like, this punch. I know. Whatever have you put in the punch?
I know. Exactly. And I say it's my secret recipe. Back off.
Don't go through my cabinets.
Don't listen to my podcast. But some of those things can get in the little spout on those drink things. So sometimes I love also like a flavored water.
Okay.
But sometimes you just got to be careful that the chunks are really big or something so that they don't, I don't know.
Yeah, like the raspberries get stuck.
Sometimes, but that's why when you make the punch, then put the ice on top, and then put the raspberries on the very top, and it kind of helps.
Right. It's super pretty, too.
It's pretty.
What about some other recipes? Can we do that?
Yeah, my favorite, I love the carnitas, pork carnitas from Nom Nom Paleo. It's made in the Instant Pot, and it has like a whole orange, juice of an orange, and the... outside of an orange, the rind of an orange, or what do you call that? Yeah. And it's just really, really tasty, but not, it's just a great flavor, but it can go inside of quesadillas. It can go, it's great for Taco Tuesday. I use it. Freeze is great when you're done. So I make it and then half and freeze half. And then at the end to make it, my favorite way is just to put stuff in the mixer. I hate shredding stuff with a fork. I mean, the forks are like grinding together and it makes me just want to not have dinner.
You are so weird about meat.
I'm weird about meat, but I'm also weird about like scraping. Like right now I have goosebumps from the feeling of the scraping. I can't.
I get that. I hear you on that. So what she's talking about is you put the whatever you're trying to shred into like a KitchenAid or something, mm-hmm. and you put the beater on and it shreds it for you in like seconds.
Seconds.
Like dirty dry chicken.
Like dirty dry chicken, which everyone knows about.
That's my favorite recipe to put in the KitchenAid.
Dirty dry. Wow. I don't think you have a future in recipe naming, at least.
We're moving. It's dirty dry chicken night.
What were you trying to say?
Dry chicken. Like chicken breast that is like would be awful to shred because it's dry.
Yes.
I can't cook chicken.
No, I can't either. I really mainly use those for like chicken salad. Whole Foods has a really great Sonoma chicken salad recipe. It's amazing. It's one of those recipes that people think you're really something when you make it.
Really?
Yes.
I want to be something.
Yeah.
I want people to think I'm something.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's their recipe? It's just a Whole Foods recipe?
Whole Foods Market has a cookbook. It is so good.
Okay.
It's not new. I've had it for ages and I took it with me to China and I mean, the pages are falling out. It's just such a really good book.
Oh, good. I think I have that. So what makes it Sonoma chicken?
That's just what they named it. The name makes it that.
Oh, okay. So that's how we tag things and label them. Great.
I have no idea.
One of my favorites, and you told me about, it's not super healthy, is Southwest chicken in the crock pot. So it's so easy.
Is that got cream cheese?
Yeah,
cream salsa. Cheese.
So, yeah. Can I tell the recipe? This is my recipe. I didn't guess what was in Sonoma chicken. I have no idea what's in Sonoma chicken.
Oh, that's what you meant when you said what makes it Sonoma chicken.
Yeah, like what is Sonoma? I mean, was that apples, grapes?
It's got grapes and walnuts.
No, oh, okay.
No, grapes and pecans, because I don't not like walnuts very much. I love a pecan.
Okay, pecans are good.
Yeah. All right, let's go to your recipe, and you're going to take it away, and I'm not going to add anything.
Okay. So it's I do frozen chicken breast because it's cheaper, like in the bag, in the bottom of the crock pot, then salsa. Black beans, corn, and then you let that cook for like 4 hours. And then at the end of it, you shred the chicken and then a block of cream cheese. And my family, they go insane. They just eat and eat. They can't stop eating it. It's my husband's favorite. And he can smell it when he walks in the door. He's like, Southwest chicken, all right. And put it over rice. It's not really, it's not good for you, but so good.
Really, the only thing that's not that great for you is the cheese. But you could make it either like the lower fat or whatever if you wanted.
It's true. I guess it's the amount that we eat it.
Yeah.
Where everyone just lays around crying. Dinner. It hurts.
What have we done? We should have just had Eggos and Fudge Sickle.
Catch up on the side.
I have forgotten about that recipe. That's so good.
Yeah, I love that one.
I love it. Do you have any more recipes you wanted to say?
That's it for recipes.
Okay. I want to say a special thank you to Prep Dish for their support of this show. If you are sick of wondering what's for dinner and knowing that it's just kind of looming in the back of your brain that you're going to have to figure it out eventually because the people you live with keep wanting to eat over and over, let Prep Dish make it to where you don't have to think about meals anymore. I would really encourage you to try Prep Dish meal plans if you haven't done so already. They help me to save time and be efficient in the kitchen. I know I'm eating healthy. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, and paleo. It's just made from real food, and that makes me feel better because I know it's good for my family. Just as an example, this week we're having shrimp stir fry with cauliflower rice. There's hazelnut pork chops. Allison even plans a dessert every week, which I usually eat really quickly and wish there had been a second dessert planned. But that's another issue for another day. So Allison is offering listeners of the Struggle Well Project podcast a free 2-week trial to try it out yourself. Check out prepdish.com/SWP for this amazing deal. Again, that's prepdish.com/SWP, and you're going to get your first 2 weeks for free. So favorite kitchen memories This was such a great topic idea you had.
Okay, so this is weird.
Okay.
But our brother is weird. So yeah, that's something that he used to do in the kitchen, I'm sure he made it up, was a game called flanking. Mm-hmm. And you, you know where your kitchen counters meet up, the two sides? So you've got a little corner. You hoist yourself up on that with your arms straight.
Yeah, but your butt's not resting on the counter, just your hands.
Right. So you just, it's like a push-up, like a pull-up. Nope. A stand-up with your arms.
It's a stand-up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your legs are hanging. And then you clap the bottoms of your feet together many times.
As many times as you can. As many times as you can. And then you, like, count it. And then it's like a kind of a competition. If you want it to be like the Flank Olympics, I mean.
Flank Olympics. That was flank-orific in our house.
So anyway, yeah, we did a lot of flanking when we were little in the kitchen.
What a guy. So that's flanking.
Yep.
What about another one that I remember? And I don't, you have to tell me how it really happened, but eventually we ended up in the bedroom with a bowl of peanut butter and sugar mixed up together.
You're just trying to get me in trouble.
What?
Okay, so you and I shared a tiny bedroom.
Right.
Like the size of two closets.
Yes, I remember.
And I was hungry at night, and I'm sure we're not supposed to go get food. And this is so convicting to me right now because my daughter is currently in trouble for taking food back to her room. And I had just completely forgotten that I did the very same thing. But so, yeah, what I would do was get a bowl of peanut butter because I'm 6 years older than you. So I had the wherewithal.
You had the wherewithal. Oh, funny.
We both said wherewithal. My goodness. Anyway, and so, but I think peanut butter is great and all, but isn't peanut butter with a whole lot of white sugar better?
Absolutely. Yes. It gives it bite.
Gotta have bite with your peanut butter.
So good.
So anyway, I would just stir up a bunch of sugar in the peanut butter and sneak it back into our room, and we would just eat it.
That is so awesome. Now, that is such a good memory for me.
Me too.
How many times?
Yeah, I was going to say, how many times do we even do it?
I don't know. Was it just one time, and it was like, this is the life.
Magical. I don't know. It definitely happened once, maybe a couple times, but it wasn't like a regular thing, but it made an impact on both of us.
Yeah, that was a good time.
I love it. Okay, so this is one of the things I remember is when you were really little, you got into the pantry and you got into the dry oatmeal. Do you remember this?
This is going to go so south.
You just did a deep dive into the Quaker oat little barrel thing. But unfortunately, I think we just weren't in a oatmeal eating place as a family. So there was a lot of bugs in the oatmeal.
Oh,
but
no.
You were so little, your cute little toe head, curly hair. You don't know what's going on.
No.
You were just standing in the pantry. You were small enough to do that. And
right.
You were covered in these black bugs and you were still eating.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
That would be so funny to come up on where mm-hmm. it's, you know, where the story's kind of in your head, like, what's she doing? Oh, she's eating. What's she? Oh, oatmeal. Oh, there's bugs. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it just slowly evolves into hysteria.
Yeah.
And that's you're just standing so there like, oh, my gosh, this is so good.
Nobody even knew I was in here.
You
getting
were.
Away with murder.
You were hiding.
Packing in the protein.
I remember when I was little eating Raisin Bran at like that bar area that we had where you could sit at in the kitchen.
Right.
But if I wasn't done and we had to go to school all day long, I looked forward to coming back and eating that Raisin Bran.
Oh, that's so bad.
I know. But it was like so soaked in that it was almost like, I don't know. It's like,
oh yeah, there's no milk in
Raisin
sight.
It's Bran just casserole.
Oh, that's
it was
so
room
bad.
Temperature.
Oh yeah. It's been baked by the, fluorescent light above the bar all day. It's hot. There's black bugs in it.
Black bugs
just
in
kidding.
It.
Just kidding. No, we had a nice and clean house.
No, I loved. No, that was just the bugs that time with the oatmeal.
Everything was sanitary. That's gross. Do you like disgusting cereal today?
I don't eat it like that, but I actually did just buy Raisin Bran yesterday at the ALD, and it's so good with the granola in it now. They have Raisin Bran with granola. It's so good.
Hmm. More carbs in a box. That sounds cool.
Got to pack it in.
So, but you only like it when it's crispy, right? Are you a monster?
No, I like it crispy now.
Okay. All right.
I remember making up recipes with Robbie, our brother, at my grandma's house. And and I would make gross things up, and he would actually make good things up. And he is a really good cook.
I was just telling someone the other day, he is such a good cook.
He's like, it's just intuitive. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just being resourceful.
Yeah. But he like has a way to know about, like when we were little, I remember grandma's friends would bring over recipes for Robbie. And I'm like, I'm the girl and I'm older, and you were bringing over a recipe card to my 8-year-old brother. I feel like this is weird.
That's funny. Yeah. He's, and good for him. I think that's so cool. I remember one time you guys made up a recipe, but I don't actually remember you being there. I think it was just him. And it had a lot of Pam on it.
Ew.
Like the taste, like it was just a lot of bread, a lot of soft bread, a lot of Pam. So that one was not a swing and a miss. I mean, it was a swing and a miss. Sorry.
You know, what's funny is like if my kids were like, can we please ruin all of the food and make nothing up and it'll benefit no one. Right. But it will make a mess. I would say no way, Jose's.
Right.
But they let us.
Can I just put a bunch of spices into a bowl of water and then ask you to drink it? Because that's what I did to my mom.
I know. Exactly.
Or, she was like so nice.
Or like a gallon of milk with pepper. I'm like, that would never work.
No. They were nice. Or they were sleeping.
One of the two.
Sounds like a good life.
Okay, so but you asked for kitchen memories that we saw in our, like, actual life. Like,
right.
Now,
adult
current
life.
Right. Yeah. So one time I was doing a review of a Bible that was a waterproof Bible. It was, like, 4 or 5 years ago when I was just blogging. And I really wanted them, because I had just started blogging, and I wanted them to send me a free Bible. And they're like, no, I don't know who you are. You can pay for it. And so I bought a Bible, and we made like peanut butter and jelly on the pages. Like, it's probably completely disrespectful, but
oh no,
their whole thing is, you know, you can't destroy it.
Right.
So we tried with my kids. And so we all ended up, they were all in the sink. This was so long ago.
Oh,
washing it and everything. And that thing is still in perfect condition.
That is so funny. Are the pages like laminated?
They're like plastic, but
that's
like
cool.
Not weird. It looks just like a regular Bible.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's really
cool. How cool is that? Yeah. That is a fun memory. And they're going to remember that too.
Because they were like, what in the actual world are we doing to this Bible?
Who cares? Put ketchup on it.
I know. Mom has officially gone crazy.
That's
Let's
fun.
Let's go with it.
I just like, after the kids going to bed, having a friend come over and just like eating candy or drinking wine or just being in the kitchen. We just sit at the kitchen table and you just talk forever. And just if the kids saw you, they would be like, this is what you do at night? But
yes.
It's a nice memory. We always just end up in the kitchen.
I know. It's true.
Yeah.
I love sitting on the counter with my husband. The way our kitchens, the corners are such that you can sit on the counter and face each other and just, it's just so fun. I love it.
Yeah, it is nice. I'm sure a lot of other people end up in the kitchen, don't you think?
I think so. I don't know why we feel like we need to sit on the counter, but we always sit on the counter. And it really freaks the dog out. Because so he just stands and like looks at us like, can you get down and take me on a walk? He just like hassles us to no end. And then we end up yelling at the dog. And he's a very vocal dog. He makes all kinds of noises that aren't whines. They're like other things.
Right.
And so,
talking.
Yeah. So we do a lot of laughing at the dog.
That's so cute. I like that. We do, we'll try and do like a cocktail hour. I've talked about drinking so much today.
You brought it up a lot.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to send really you some resources for some help.
Thank you. Link in the show notes to Alcoholics Anonymous.
So you and Brandon do a cocktail hour?
We do. And because, so our kids nap all the time. And so sometimes he'll get home kind of early. So we're day drinking. Actually, this sounds so bad. Here's where it came from. Okay. Let's whoop. I really like it that our grandma and grandpa Finkel, the cutest old person couple around. They're very small. They dance a lot.
Like really good at dancing.
Yeah.
Like partners dancing. They're the best old people that have ever been around.
Yes. So they have a cocktail hour though every night. They always have some kind of like gin cocktail and they play cards. And I'm like, I want to be married forever.
Yes.
And I just think it's nice. And when kids are around, you just can't talk. you know, you can't get words in. So sometimes we'll, after they have a nap, they have to earn video time. And so sometimes we'll put on like a 20-minute video and I will make like a couple like Ritz crackers and cheese sticks or something. Like it's not fancy, but it's what we have and it's something we're doing together. And then he'll make drinks and then we just have a quick cocktail hour.
I love that. That is such a fun idea and super simple.
So simple. And it really means a lot to me. I think he'll do whatever, you know?
Yeah, but it's pretty easygoing.
Yeah, but it is. It means a lot to me. It's really fun.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, not. Maybe like the last 2 years. And we might do one every 4 months. It just, the timing has to be right, but it's so special to me. And it's quick in the kitchen.
I really love that idea because I think we're so into making things super meaningful and fun with our kids and that we forget about our husbands.
Yeah. So those are my memories. Do you have more memories?
Nope. I remember nothing else.
Great. Oh, what are some things that you hate about the kitchen?
Okay. This is so funny, but you know, the American Express, at least their slogan used to be like, they're everywhere you want to be.
Oh yeah.
Our kitchen's so small that it does not matter what is going on. They are everywhere that I want to be. There is a person. So all I think of when I go in my kitchen is American Express.
Everywhere I want to be.
And not in a good way.
It's true. I will find us all standing within the same like 5 kitchen tiles. Like, why do we have so many rooms in the house? All we need are these 5 tiles.
I find myself telling the children how many square feet we have in the house and welcoming them to explore all the areas of
3,500.
Like, we don't know what, we don't even know what that means, but why does she keep saying that number?
When she says that number, you better run. Alexa, put on John Mayer. Run away.
She's saying big numbers again. We're out. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so what I don't like about the kitchen is that my lovely daughter, if I'm cooking and she's hungry, she gets mad, which is normal. But she doesn't get mad. I mean, people get mad when they're hungry. But when she gets mad, she doesn't want to go away and be mad. She wants to be mad within my line of sight. But I'm cooking, so I'm like a prisoner at the stove with her staring at me, and she won't go away.
Oh my gosh. So she's 10. We figured that out.
Yes, we figured it out.
Tony is 3, and she does the same thing. So there's no hope.
No, there's no hope.
They just get, you need to have her peel eggs. That's true. Crack this into 10,000 pieces. Be mad at the trash can while you hover over top of it.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It is hard. It's hard when people, and you don't want them to eat. You can't give them a snack because you're making dinner.
Yeah, I'll give them some fruits and vegetables, but like just in general, where I have to be washing the dishes or I have to be cleaning the kitchen floor, and they won't leave me alone to be mad in another location.
Yeah, that is tricky. My thing that I don't like is remote control cars hitting the back of my feet when I'm trying to get stuff done.
That doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good. It's not so much the pain. The pain of it. It's just that it's fast and quick and you weren't expecting it. Well, you're kind of expecting it because it happens every day. But still, it's quick. It doesn't feel good. It's annoying.
Yeah, it is. Well, it gives you like a little adrenaline rush and you're probably already hot and everything. It's just...
That's what you want. You want an adrenaline rush when your face is over fire. Open flame.
Do what mom did and like throw it out the window.
Throw a lot out the window. Now I mean, I'm thinking back.
I get it. I saw a Pinterest quote the other day that said, it hasn't been an entire day until I haven't threatened to throw everything away.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Threatening things that they love. Threatening things that they hold dear.
Oh, you love that car? It's dead to you.
It's out the kitchen window. Yeah, well, here's the thing. In our house, the only good place to do remote control cars is in the kitchen.
Okay.
Because we have so much carpet. So it's, I mean, I get it. And they don't work outside. I'm like, take it outside.
What?
And they're like, Mom, the UV rays block the beta transmitter system.
What?
Yeah, like the sun doesn't work in the sun.
You need different cars.
You're right, I do. I need solar cars.
Yeah, that's so weird. Okay, something else that I hate about the kitchen is that nobody knows where the dishwasher is. It, like, cannot be a code that won't be cracked.
They just put it in the sink?
Or they just leave it where it is because we have a house elf who cleans up, except that we don't, and it's me.
So. I feel you, girl.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, that's the kitchen episode for me.
That's all I got too. So good.
That was fun. I love the kitchen and I love all these fun memories.
Okay. Well, there you are. That's our best kitchen material. What will your strategy be to struggle well based on the severe wisdom that we just laid out for you? Maybe you struggle well this week by picking a recipe that we talked about and making it. We have Party Punch, Southwest Chicken. Maybe you make the peanut butter and sugar concoction and eat it in the middle of the night like we did. It definitely made an impact on us. My kids are, like I said, using actual knives right now, but maybe you let your kids chop eggs with a butter knife. I loved that idea. Got to keep those jokers busy. Maybe you struggle well this week by seeing what tiny change you can make to lighten up the mood in the kitchen. Sometimes the kitchen is intense around mealtimes when you've got little kids. What works for us is music. Honestly, getting hand towels out and dancing around with them. For some reason, having a prop makes everything funnier. Nerf guns are something that has happened in our kitchen. Water balloons. Just kidding. That last part would never fly in my house. So go ahead and share this episode with somebody if you loved it. That would mean so much to me. If you're going to buy anything you heard about on the show, please go ahead and use the show's Amazon affiliate link. That is amazon.com/shop/strugglewellproject. It's free for you and it helps us out. So I want to know, what was your big takeaway from this episode? What would you add to the conversation? What did we forget to talk about? Meet me on Instagram at 1 p.m. Central this Wednesday because I want to go live with you and hear about it. So find me on Instagram at strugglewellproject. And while you're there, follow along because I love this community and the interactions that we have. Together, we will continue the practice of loving our actual lives. And remember, ladies, you can stop striving because you are already enough. Let me pray for us. Lord, we're thankful that we have kitchens. We're thankful that we have families. Lord, sometimes we are not thankful that we have our families in the kitchen with us. Would you help us realize how quick life goes by and how everything can change in a stinking minute? Would you give us eternal perspectives and eyes to see what actually is a big deal and what isn't? Would you help us humble ourselves enough to bring our giant concerns before you that you might let us know this is really not a big deal, sweetheart? God, when we're 100, we want to be remembered as the mom that had dance parties while we made dinner and not the mom who was constantly yelling or stressed out. So Lord, please give us the long view. I know that you want to. Give us that wisdom that you promised to give generously. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters. La 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters.